being married, I realize about my own self. I married into a system. And I realized for my own self it's almost as though marriage is like a perfect place to have the full effect of the whole system that
right.
made me.
And to break out of it and to break free from it in a proper way.
It's lying there. Mm. My dad died, you know, that a week ago. And I've seen a lot of things about that. And I see a lot of things about my family. Just horrible killing things. And about my mother. And I, thanks to your help, Roy, God gave me the gift to be able to deal quite well with a really difficult situation with my family around my dad's death. And when I came back, it was like I was going to say the word high, because everything seemed to go so smooth. When I wasn't doing anything, it seemed to just go so smoothly.
Sure.
Then yesterday, something happened between my husband and myself, and all of the fireworks went off. All the guns were firing again, and I saw all the elements of my mother-daughter. Well, it is mother-daughter. My mother wanting to destroy me, my dad working to destroy me. Now I see it in my older brother and his family. I see this killing thing, but I see something happened between my husband and I was very hurt again. I didn't have the karate moves that you suggested.
No, actually, you were very hate.
Very what?
You were very hate. You weren't
very hate. Yes, I had a reaction to something that he said. It doesn't matter what he said because it's not about him. It's about me. I'm very devastated again. I wasn't devastated by things that my dad set up to destroy me, even in his death, to destroy us.
But fathers are like dads. Husbands are like dads.
Well, of course, and I'm married man, father figure, you know, much older than myself. But I saw again at the bottom of it, it was a rage. The rage, and I see it. It's like at the bottom of it is just this huge anger that's just feeding everything that's just this nothing that I've been. I don't know if that's saying
well. But the anger that you feel is the accumulation of judgments.
That's exactly it. How do you explain that?
Judgment is built on resentments and little rages. Little rages becoming mountains, a boiling cauldron.
You don't have to see the rage if you're attending to the judgments. But then there's this pool of it there, and then it's your good fortune to be able to catch a glimpse of it, to know what's running you. There was another thing I just wanted to thank you, because I listened on Friday night to last Sunday's Sunday conversation, and there were some people that raised my name. And when I was listening, it didn't seem to bother me. And then you said something to them about me, and I had the same effect in me as though I had swallowed the blessed bread.
What did I say?
You said the same thing that you said to Brian.
What?
You said to those that were... You said to those that found fault in me that you saw the fault.
Yes.
It's not a lie that the fault is there.
Yeah.
But you saw that there was something else. There was my not wanting to be what they hated. But that wasn't your term. But when you spoke that way, because I wasn't present, it healed me very much, because in my family with my dad and my mom,
it was always negative.
I was the black sheep.
Yeah.
Whenever I would leave the room or turn away or to my face, everywhere, but the seems to be the most devastating one was to have my mother say something to me, to my face. I would turn. I would walk away, and then she would go pick up the phone and just trash me. I'd never wanted to, because with my mother and my dad, my mother so much to love me. I thought I loved her. I wanted my dad so much to love me.
But you loved out of guilt.
But there was nothing. My father, I wonder, I don't want to judge it because I don't know. My younger brother's saying to me, Wendy, I don't remember one good time. I don't remember one thing that was okay with relationship with his dad. Everything was pain, hurt. The last thing that my dad, my father put a message on my younger brother's, he called him. The last words my brother, younger brother ever heard of my dad was, I hope you get in your plane and fly into a mountain and die. So now, that's what the inheritance that my father gave us. And I overrode it like I wanted him to love me, but it was not there. So I got to get over that, because I know that that's my reaction to my husband.
But the thing is what Wendy's saying, she says, she's put me in the position of a father, sometimes in a negative way, see? And so she would be sort of automatically very efficient and supportive and all the rest of it, because she's very intelligent and she's very good at what she does. But only recently is she coming out of that, because everybody thought that, well, you were my right-hand woman, and therefore I gave you favoritism, and yet they saw that other side of you, which is bossy and all the rest of it, see? So I understood it, but slowly but surely I weaned you away from that. And because I always known that was a good person inside there, if I had to wait for 25 years, I'd
30.
Wait for 30 years? Yeah, well, you've been my secretary for five.
I've been your secretary for, well, not your secretary. I'm not really your secretary.
Well, you're my editor.
Whatever we are.
Yeah, whatever
you
are.
We just work at the foundation.
Yeah, well, they're all secretaries, basically.
Yeah. There's no special titles.
The thing is, I said the unwounding words. The unwounding words. These are the words you needed, but they came because I spoke them with authenticity and honesty. I do think you're a good person.
You do think
think you're a good person. And I see you're damaged, and you can't help your damage. And I enjoy your damage. See?
But see that, Roy, that's your example. What I see this morning is that what I hated about my dad and how you describe how a woman can, though she has that sweet face and the little half smile on there like my mother, you see what's underneath all of that, and I see I have that in me. I see I have my dad's ways in